This is Michael Rappaport, and I have been professionally podcasting for 10 years. The podcast game has changed so much, and if you're looking for the most disruptive podcast in the world, then subscribe to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast today. We're talking sports, politics, pop culture, entertainment, and anything that catches my attention. Listen to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. You know, if you've been following me on social media, you know I love to cook, or at least try, especially alongside some of my favorite chefs and foodies, like Benny Blanco, Jake Cohen, Lydie Hoik, Allison Roman, and Ina Garten. So I started a free newsletter called Good Taste to share recipes, tips, and kitchen must-haves. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/goodtaste. That's KATIECOURIC.com/goodtaste. I promise your taste buds will be happy you did.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, I'm Bruce Bozzi. On my podcast, Table for Two, we have unforgettable lunch after unforgettable lunch with the best guest you could possibly ask for. People like David Duchovny, Jeff Goldblum, and Kristen Wiig.
We're doing all the dessert.
We'll just skip right to it.
Our second season is airing right now, so you can catch up on our conversations that are intimate and often hilarious. Listen to Table for Two with Bruce Bozzi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, and we're going to make fun of Brian Stelter about 10 minutes from now, get to some Ask Dr. Jesse questions. I do want to weigh in on the affidavit thing from today. You already know they had a hearing today. And what was this hearing about? Well, people weren't satisfied with the warrant. The warrant to raid Trump finally got released, and it was awful, to be honest, for the government. It was awful for the DOJ. It was so broad. It just looked like a big fishing expedition, which that's obviously what it was. So if the first explanation, which would have been the warrant, isn't good enough, people are going to start saying, okay, well, I need more. How did you justify giving them a general warrant? Remember, a general warrant is a blatant violation of your Fourth Amendment rights. The cops do not have the right, the FBI, local cops, no one has the right to show up at your door and say, I think you've committed some crime somewhere in there. I have a document here that lets me search around until I find one. They are not allowed to do that. That is a blatant violation against your rights. So it's a violation against Trump's rights, too. He has the same rights you do. People wanted more. So they said, okay, well, I would like to know, how exactly did he justify handing out a general warrant like this? Today, they have the hearing. And here's what they came up with. And it is just, it is remarkable to me to watch the system continue to destroy the people's faith in it with every action they take. There's never even a moment where they say, oh, okay, we got to earn your trust back. There's no moment. Because what they should have done today was, all right, hey, if you want justification, here it is. Here's the affidavit. Instead, this is what they did. Oh, absolutely. You know what? I agree. We should be open and transparent. We're going to release this affidavit. There'll be a bunch of redactions, though. They're going to release the affidavit, and they're going to black out virtually all of it or all the important parts of it, and they're going to tell you all those redacted parts are in the interest of national security. And you won't believe that. I won't believe that, of course. We'll all know that's a big cover-up. That's actually proof they're lying, but that's what they're going to do. That's what they're going to do. Guaranteed. All right. Get on here. Hi, Jesse. I really like your show. You said you were 6'8 and you were a Marine. How's it possible as the height limit is 6'6"? You may use my name. He said his name is Roger. It's actually a very good question, Roger. There are little things about life. You know the old saying, hopefully your dad told you this, life's unfair. I don't want to hear about fair. Well, I'm not going to complain about being tall. Right? Being tall is good, right? Being tall is awesome. Every dude wants to be tall. Everyone knows it. Every dude wants to be tall. Well, within limits, I would say. Within limits. You see, my dad's tall, 6'4", I think, 6'4". And no one else in his family or my mother's side of the family is that tall. So he was the tall guy, 6'4". And I was, as a kid, always tall, always skinny as a rail. I wasn't always this Adonis you see now. Always skinny as a rail, always tall. So I didn't have one growth spurt. My entire life was a growth spurt. That's just kind of how it was. Which is fine, because good news, I eventually reached the age of 19, and I'm 6'5". Now, 6'4", 6'5", right about there is the perfect sweet spot. Perfect sweet spot. You're tall. You're not a circus freak. You can buy pants in Sears. All right? Wait, did the Sears go out of business, Chris? There are still Sears out there, right? Sears was awesome. Anyway, that's the perfect sweet spot. 6'4", 6'5". And then I graduate high school. Top 2/3 of my class, not to brag. And I go to college because, of course, like everyone else, that's what I've told my whole life. You got to go to college. You go to college. You got to get a college. You get a good job. And I go to Montana State University. It's in Bozeman, Montana. And my first semester, I got a 0.0 grade point average. In case you think I'm lying or fluffing that up for radio, I believe we still actually have it on the Jesse Kelly Show website, a copy of the 0.0 transcript. If not, remind me, Chris, I'll have them put it back up. I always thought it was hilarious. It is what it is. It was a really fun semester and a really, really, really stupid thing to do. A very stupid thing to do. I was just young, irresponsible, had a blast, but irresponsible. Second semester did marginally better. Decided I wanted to be a better person than I was and serve my country and get tough and all those things. So I'm joining the Marines. Well, I go join the Marines and I sign up for the infantry. It was all I wanted to do. I want to be a Marines Marine, right? Infantry. My dad was extra mad about that, but that aside, I go down. You have to take a physical when you're joining. There's all kinds of different things you have to go through when you're joining. And apparently that's worse now, where you have to get waivers for this or waivers for that. They're going to check your eyes and check your joints and check all these things. Well, all my stuff was fine. I mean, I'm kind of superhuman like that. All my stuff was fine, but I was 1 inch too tall. 1 inch. And actually, I want to push back on that. I don't think it was 6'6". Maybe I'm remembering this wrong. I'm almost positive the top was 6'4 when I was joining. Now, I may have that wrong. But I went down and I was an inch too tall. When you're joining the infantry, that's not the most popular MOS. That's not the most popular job you can do because it's the crappiest life, right? Everyone, oh, I'm an aircraft mechanic. You know, if you go be an aircraft mechanic, back when I was in, those guys would complete their time in the Marines and go start making $75,000 a year in the private sector. That's big boy money, and it's already paid for, right? So there are all kinds of smarter routes you can go, and no one wants to get shot at. And no one wants their job to be, you know, crap, that sleep miserable, be miserable. But some idiots do, like me. And that was me. And I wanted to be. But they always have a hard time filling those infantry jobs. So they'll take guys. Now, I don't know if this has changed. So I'm only speaking from when I was. Some guys, there's some dirty recruiting tactics out there. Some guys will join, I think it was called general contract, which means when you graduate boot camp, they'll find a place for you wherever there's a need. Don't ever do that, young men and women. Don't ever do that. In the Marines, if you sign up general contract, you might as well just sign up for the infantry because that's where they're putting you, pal. All right. Anyway, that was a long way of saying they're always short on infantrymen. So I show up for my physical to get, you know, everything poked and prodded and make sure I'm good to go. And I'm good to go, except for I'm 1 inch too tall. But I'm also joining the infantry. The doc looks at me, gives me a kind of wink, wink, nudge, nudge. I slouch my shoulders a little bit on the scale, take an inch off. He says, you're good to go. Boom, you join. I joined. 3-inch growth spurt the first year at the age of 19. at the age of 19 from 6'5 to 6'8 in 1 year. But once you're in, they don't kick you out. You know, it's not like they continually measure you. Well, he's too tall now. Let's kick him out. No. Once you're in, you're in. That's why if you ever see any pictures of me from Iraq, I don't post a bunch of that stuff out there, but if you ever see any pictures of me in Iraq, you'll see me in desert camis, the desert camouflage, tan camouflage. It looks like I'm wearing my dad's uniform because they don't make Marine Corps uniforms for 6'8 and slim. All they had to offer me was, I think it was, if I remember right, it was like quadruple XL. So it's just hanging off me. It's just one big bag hanging off my body. It's freaking terrible. Oh, speaking of the system deciding you're an enemy of the state, you know who Michael Hayden is? Michael Hayden was a four-star general in the Air Force, but still a four-star general. And he was formerly the director of the CIA. That is the spy chief of the largest, most powerful intelligence network on the planet. Somebody wrote this. This is some journalist. Edward Luce is his name, or Lucy, don't worry about it. He says, I've covered extremism and violent ideologies all over the world over my career. I have never come across a political force more nihilistic, dangerous, and contemptible than today's Republicans. Nothing close. The former CIA director said, I agree. Just so you understand, this human being spent years of his life authorizing and supervising the death of radical jihadis around the world. And he sits down and he thinks the enemy's you. Are you starting to understand what they're doing? Turning you into an enemy of the state. All right. We have new news about monkeypox. That's real shocker. Speaking of monkeypox, we have Brian Stelter news. We also have Asked Dr. Jesse questions. Did the mob kill JFK? But first, you have to go buy some food because I want you to do a mental exercise right now, or physical if you're home. I want you to go to your pantry and I want you to look. And you don't have to be honest with me. I want you to be honest with yourself. Can your family, everyone who lives in your home, can they survive for 3 months off of what you have in there right now? I know what the answer is, and so do you. You need an emergency 3-month food kit. And I'll tell you what, when you get it, I don't even want you to put it in your pantry because I don't want you to be tempted by your My Patriot Supply stuff. Go stash it in your garage. Go stash it somewhere. But have it. Never touch it because you never know. Go to preparewithjessekelly.com. That'll give you $250 off a 3-pack. Preparewithjessekelly.com. Get your emergency 3-month food supply, one for everyone in your home. Preparewithjessekelly.com.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Don't forget, you can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats. Everything is welcome. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. I do have a little update from journalist Jesse.
It's journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse.
On the whole presidential run of 2024, Gavin Newsom has done everything but declare at this point in time. How do I know? Gavin Newsom is now posting videos on Donald Trump's social media network. Trump started some social media network called True Social. Maybe you're on there. That's fine. Gavin Newsom, this is the video he put up on there.
Hey, everybody. It's Governor Gavin Newsom here once again with all of you seeking one thing. We all have this in common. That's the truth. And the truth is, every single night we turn on the TV, you see some of these freedom-loving governors, Florida, Texas, and elsewhere, railing against vaccine mandates, particularly COVID vaccine mandates. But the truth is, every single one of them, led by Ron in Florida, are mandating vaccines for your kids in their states. You can't get into public schools in Florida without 7 mandated vaccines. So my question to all of you, is that hypocrisy or is that just fraud?
That's a man running for president. Very clearly running for president. And you know, I have stated 1,000 times, I believe the next Democrat nominee for president will be Eric Adams, mayor of New York City. The most pushback I get is people telling me, no, Jesse, it's going to be Gavin Newsom. And I can't tell you you're wrong. Because remember, California is loaded with money. Gavin Newsom, do you have any idea what kind of a donor network Gavin Newsom must have? Chris, do me a favor while I'm talking. Look up how much money Gavin Newsom raised during his last gubernatorial campaign, because I'm curious about it. I will tell you this. I ran for Congress, as you know, in Arizona. Lost twice, but I ran for Congress. To run for Congress in my district, it would cost you $1 to $3 million. That's about what you had to raise there. But your donor networks increase as the size of your district increases and as the wealth of your state decreases. States like Mississippi, they don't have that much money, so it still costs a lot of money, but not as much as Gavin Newsom. How much, Chris? That's a lie. That's a lie. Find out how much he raised with super PACs and everything else. It'll be, I bet you it cost him $50 million to run for governor of California. I bet you it did. Chris found the number five. There's no way that's true. He had to have raised a lot more or else it was all private PAC money. What I'm trying to get across there, even though that didn't help, what I'm trying to get across is this is a human being that is not only, and I know you hate him. I hate him. Remember, we're adults. Let's not be children. Charisma and like are two different things. You can acknowledge Barack Obama has a tons of charisma while also hating his guts. You can acknowledge Donald Trump has loads of charisma. I mean, I like him, but maybe you hate his guts. That's fine. Gavin Newsom has charisma. Good-looking dude. Sounds. Just set aside your biases because we're not. Remember, he's never going to campaign to you. That's hard for us to accept because you're the guy who actually knows. You're the lady who actually knows what's going on in politics. You pay attention. He's never going to campaign to you. You know who Gavin Newsom's going to campaign to? The wine mom who lives across the street. Her only news consumption is all 20 minutes of The View during the day. Now, let me ask you. This good-looking guy comes on TV and sounds like this. Do you think this might sway wine mom?
Hey, everybody. It's Governor Gavin Newsom here once again with all of you seeking one thing. We all have this in common. That's the truth. And the truth is, every single night we turn on the TV, you see some of these freedom-loving governors, Florida, Texas, and elsewhere, railing against vaccine mandates, particularly COVID vaccine mandates. But the truth is, every single one of them, led by Ron in Florida, are mandating vaccines for your kids in their states. You can't get into public schools in Florida without 7 mandated vaccines. So my question to all of you, is that hypocrisy or is that just fraud?
What do you think Wine Mom thinks of that? Be honest with yourself. I know everything you're screaming at the radio right now, it's all the stuff I'm screaming. The COVID thing isn't even a vaccine. Hey, what's that? Look, everything you're screaming right now is right. I know. Don't yell at me. Don't shoot the messenger. We have to get out of our bubble. You tell me, what's Wine Mom think? Wine Mom think, he looks so nice. And you know, Meredith, he's right about the vaccines. Hey, Aiden, put that down. Oh, I'm just kidding, honey. I love you. I'd never discipline you. Anyway, he seems nice, right? You know I'm right. We've never heard your take on the JFK assassination. Knowing the history of some mob figures that the Kennedys, especially Bobby, used and then went after, I would think Giancana and Traficante certainly had motive and means to do it. Oh, we have a new listener. You know, sometimes I forget. We are growing. And so, Chris said $50 million is what Newsom raised. I knew it. I knew that's gargantuan. Think about that donor base he has. Anyway, I forget sometimes that we have new listeners all the time and that the show is growing really fast. And so I forget that I need to repeat some of my thoughts on things. JFK assassination. This is one of those things, everyone has a theory. You know, obviously, that I geek out on mafia stuff. It's more than just watching Goodfellas. I love reading the books. I've read the Bonanno books. I love reading the books about it. Shut up, Chris. It's better than your books on tape. You're the nerd. Anyway, I like reading about it. One of the things I find so incredibly fascinating is how when you bring up the mob having a hand in killing Kennedy, people will say that's a conspiracy theory or, oh, that's crazy. People do understand how much absurd evidence there is to point to the fact the mob at least had something to do with it, right? And you do understand how much history there is here and possibly even a CIA connection, although I can't speak for that. There are lots of people who will say there's a CIA connection. I believe that could absolutely be true. I don't know about all that, but I do know this. There is a mountain of evidence, including multiple books I've read, that describe what the mob did and why the mob did what it did in order to take John F. Kennedy out. If you'd like to take a little walk down memory lane, maybe a little history with me, I think we should do that. Next.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy, don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
With the help of Stanford psychologist Jamil Zaki.
It's really tragic. If cynicism were a pill, it'd be a poison.
We'll see that our fellow humans, even those we disagree with, are more generous than we assume.
My assumption, my feeling, my hunch is that a lot of us are actually looking for a way to disagree and still be in relationships with each other.
All that on the Happiness Lab. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy O'Brien from John Boy Media. I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for about 30 minutes, I dive into three topics in Major League Baseball that I am interested in. Breaking stories, trends, stats, weird stuff. Sometimes I make up my own stats. Sometimes I do a lot of research, and it ends up, I was wrong the whole time. So that's something you can get in on. Use Jimmy's Three Things podcast to stay up to date on Major League Baseball and to make you just a smidge smarter than your friend who's a baseball fan. You listen to me and then you go tell him, hey, I know this and you don't. So I make you smarter than your friends. That's what Jimmy's Three Things is all about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. You could also find it on the Talkin' Baseball YouTube channel, and new episodes drop every Tuesday.
Hey everyone, Jake Storielli here from John Boy Media. I want to tell you about my podcast, Waken Jake. It's your go-to spot for anything and everything sports. Baseball, football, basketball, hockey, golf, college, whatever's hot in the street, we're talking about it on Waken Jake. So if you're a diehard fan or looking for the latest buzz, we've got you covered. No matter your favorite sport, we're breaking it down with the passion that'll make you feel like you're in the stands with us. Plus, we've got a bunch of guests, Foolish Bailey, Jolly Olive, Chris Rose, and more. Mock drafts, rankings, whatever you want. It's the sports world, and come on and join our friends in the Wake and Jake family. You will not regret it. So, new episodes Monday and Wednesday. You can watch along on the Wake and Jake YouTube channel or listen to Wake and Jake on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain, but those experiments are the most important scientific discoveries of the time.
I'm Evan Ratliff. Last season, we tackled the ingenuity of Elon Musk with biographer Walter Isaacson. This time, we're diving into the story of Benjamin Franklin, another genius who's desperate to be dusted off from history.
His media empire makes him the most successful self-made business person in America. I mean, he was never early to bed and early to rise type person. He's enormously famous. Women start wearing their hair in what was called the coiffure a la Franklin.
And who's more relevant now than ever?
The only other person who could have possibly been the first president would have been Benjamin Franklin. But he's too old and wants Washington to do it.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. On iTunes, leave a 5-star rating once you subscribe, and then leave a review talking about how handsome I am. Quit shaking your head, Chris. You know what you need, Chris? I know what you need.
And do you support a no-fly zone in Ukraine?
I support everything that has to do with punishing Vladimir Putin and helping the Ukrainians.
Wouldn't that mean direct conventional warfare with Russia?
I don't know what it will mean, but you know freedom is not free.
So you don't know what a no-fly zone will mean? If you have to shoot down Russian planes, I mean.
Of course.
So conventional war with Russia.
Listen, thank you.
Those are the people who lead our nation. Those are the people who lead our nation. All right. You know what? Quickly, before we get into history, I think we should check in with the man who really has been such a helpful guide for our country during all this COVID insanity.
So what we need to do is we need to get people to appreciate the importance of not only getting vaccinated, but by keeping their boosters up to date, because...
No, I don't think I'll be doing any of that. Thank you. All right. In case you missed it, it's an Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday, and someone asked about the JFK assassination. So we're going to do a little brief American history thing here. We're going to loop in the CIA a little bit, but I'm not going to include that as part of it because I don't know. The mafia thing, I think I know. All the way back to the Bay of Pigs. Remember this. Bay of Pigs. Communist Cuba. Fidel Castro takes over Cuba. Originally, he's kind of his own man as the communist guy who runs Cuba. Fidel Castro pretty quickly figures out he's going to get swallowed up if he doesn't get help. The Soviet Union, there's a lot of things that go into it. But America, we did not want Fidel Castro, the communist, to run Cuba. Cuba, prior to Castro, always remember this, prior to Castro, Cuba was a mecca for Americans. It wasn't only big boy money with the sugar that we had huge American corporations down there, but it was tourism heaven from what I understand. Now, this is before I was born, but it was the mob had all kinds of casinos and hotels down there, and it was just huge business. And I guess a paradise. Apparently, it's just beautiful down there. I obviously don't know. I've never been, but apparently it's just beautiful. Then that scumbag Castro takes over. America wants to do something about it. So we take a bunch of Cuban refugees in America, and the Central Intelligence Agency begins training them to go down and fight back. We'll land them there, and we'll support them with air power and things like that. And they'll take back Cuba from Castro. And there were a ton of business interests who wanted that to happen, a ton of mob interests that wanted that to happen. The mob actually worked with the CIA to help run the guns and things down there they needed. Remember this about the Central Intelligence Agency and the spy thing? We like to picture them as kind of being, I don't know, an all-encompassing thing. I guess this is the way I mean it. If the CIA wants to arm some guerrillas down there, they should just throw a bunch of CIA weapons on a CIA plane and then fly it down there and drop it off. It's more about using what's already out there for your advantage, manipulating, paying for, and using it. It's more about paymastering than spy mastering. Either way, the mob had access to weapons, was more than willing to help the CIA take back Cuba because the mob had just lost a fortune when they lost their gambling money from Cuba. The mob was making so much money there. Now, that brings us to Kennedy. Kennedy, after the Bay of Pigs, the failed invasion in the Bay of Pigs,
Kennedy famously said, you know how I come on the radio all the time and say, break the FBI into 1,000 pieces and scatter it to the winds? That's me ripping off JFK's line. He supposedly, there's no confirmation of this, he supposedly said that about the CIA after the Bay of Pigs. He felt like he had been severely wronged by America's intelligence agency, and he ended up looking like an idiot, and he wanted the CIA to go away. Okay, now that's one part of it. Here's another part of it as we walk through American history. The mafia was obviously very, very powerful back in the day. Much more powerful than now. I know we like to geek out and talk about mob stories at secret gambling parlors, and I know they still exist, and unions and running drugs and things like that. But I think people really do underestimate how incredibly powerful they were. They had their fingers in everything back in the day. Just everything. It was this huge secret organization. And they could provide you things. Jack Kennedy. Kennedy Sr. JFK's father. He was not only notoriously wired in with the government. Remember, he was FDR's ambassador at one point in time. He was also crooked as the day is long. During Prohibition, JFK's father actually ran illegal booze, aided in the running of illegal booze into the United States of America. This is not internet conspiracy theory stuff. This is just open up a history book stuff. So you still with me? JFK needed to get elected president, but JFK had a big problem. JFK was a Catholic. Now, maybe you're saying, so what? And that's what I would say. It's not like that would be a big hangup. If you're old enough, you will remember there was a real anti-Catholic bias in the United States of America. America was heavily Protestant. And, you know, Protestants and Catholics haven't always gotten along well. That JFK was a Catholic was going to be a problem for him, and they didn't know if he could win elections. Now, what do we know? What do we know is this. Sam Giancana was the mob boss who ran Chicago. The outfit, whatever, the syndicate, whatever you want to call it, the mob family that runs Chicago, Sam Giancana was the man who ran it. This is how the story goes. Now, this is not my story. I've read this in multiple mob books by different mob guys who wrote books. JFK's dad sat down with the mob, especially in Chicago, and told them, hey, I need help. Can you help get my son elected? We need you to rally up some votes, scarf up some votes for us, union votes and whatnot. We really need him to get elected. Supposedly, Giancana said, sure, we can do that. And there was the understanding that if you do that, JFK, that we're going to back off the federal government's relatively newfound interest in organized crime. The feds were just starting to get public with all this stuff and public trials and public hearings. And okay, so there is a mob and things like that. And it was just starting to go public. Remember, I swear this is a political show. I'm geeking out on history, so you're just going to have to hang with me. That was supposedly the deal that was cut. And supposedly, they agreed. Everyone agreed to it. That beeping you're hearing right now is because we just lost power and I'm now doing the show in the dark. But don't worry, I'm very similar to Batman in that I was born in the dark, okay? I was bred from it, all right? Maybe if it was Pure Talk providing the power to this building instead of whatever sorry power company we have, maybe we wouldn't have lost it, because Pure Talk has the most reliable 5G network out there, and they'll save families a fortune. Average family saves over $900 a year. So tell your communist cell phone company like Verizon and AT&T and T-Mobile to go pound sand and switch your service to Pure Talk, because it takes less than 10 minutes and Pure Talk actually loves the country. A patriotic company. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. You know they have American customer service? American customer service. #250, say Jesse Kelly, switch to Pure Talk. Can you imagine actually feeling good about where you send your cell money? Go now. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and it is a Thursday night, and we are having a blast on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Well, I know it's Thursday, but it's kind of an Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday because I'm gone about. It's complicated, okay? It's complicated. Yeah, we'll make fun of Brian Stelter in just a couple minutes. Update on monkeypox and why you never should have trusted Elon Musk anyway. But first, let's do this. Let's finish our story on JFK and the assassination. Again, the beeping you just heard is because we once again lost power here in the building, and I'm doing the show from the dark. You know what? I'm more comfortable doing it from the... What, Chris? I'm more comfortable doing it from the dark like this because it makes me feel even more like a shadow. You know how I feel like... You know, I'm basically a 6'8 chameleon. Now I feel like I blend in. All right, back to the story. So that was the story of how JFK got elected. Gets with the mob. His dad gets with the mob. Hey, help my son get elected. I'll work out in the end, so on and so forth. Well, they do. Supposedly, they did help him get elected. Sam Giancana complained that he got him elected, and he complained because JFK promptly puts his brother, Bobby Kennedy, in place, AG. And Bobby Kennedy, for I don't know what reason. It's not like they don't deserve it. I'm not saying that, but Bobby Kennedy promptly declares war on the mafia in America. Just sicks his Justice Department on the mob. Now, what happened from there? Well, you can go read a Bonanno book. You can go read the book, I Heard You Paint Houses. There are so many things out there, but here's the last thing I'll say about the mob involvement in the murder of JFK. Sam or Santo Trafficante supposedly has been caught on tape talking about it. Sam Giancana, remember the Chicago mob boss, he eventually died. He died when he was cooking sausages, if memory serves me, in his house. He was shot in the back of the head, meaning he knew very well who he allowed in the home, who shot him in the back of the head. And Sam Giancana was about to be forced to give testimony of some kind. And finally, I'll wrap it up with this. Lee Harvey Oswald, the psychopath who pulled the trigger. How did Lee Harvey Oswald die? Well, you already know. Lee Harvey Oswald died because he was gunned down in broad daylight on camera by a man named Jack Ruby. Jack Ruby, he was a strip club owner in Dallas. Mafia-tied strip clubs, that's one. But maybe it would help if we expanded a little bit. Jack Ruby's real name was Jack Rubinsky, originally from the Chicago area, a famous enforcer with the Jewish mob. I think we all know what actually happened here, no? All right. Now, I think it would only be appropriate, if we're going to discuss Brian Stelter, to first discuss testosterone levels. Because remember, testosterone levels are half of what they were 50 years ago in this country. Half. That's absurd. Chalk, they're not big pharma. They're not selling you injections. They're not trying to give you a blood clot. They're selling all natural herbal supplements. What if you could take natural supplements and raise your testosterone level by 20% in 90 days? How's that sound, fellas? Go buy a male vitality stack from Chalk. Ladies, you want to sleep better, feel better, more energy? Don't we all? How about a female vitality stack from Chalk? Go to choq.com. The promo code Jesse gets you 35% off the entire store. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Now, there wasn't a ton of big news today, but one of the stories was Brian Stelter, who we've all made fun of endlessly at CNN. Brian Stelter is departing CNN because his show canceled Reliable Sources, his Sunday show. And just so you understand, in the media business, the biggest shows, like the biggest, most profitable shows, they're the shows you see every weeknight at prime time, right? So Rachel Maddow, that's how you know it's a big profitable show, even though there's been a bunch of shakeup there. Every night at prime time, she's on. Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, those are big primetime shows that are on Monday through Friday. More shows means more time for advertising. More advertising means more dollars. So those are the biggest shows. However, the Sunday shows, if you have a big Sunday show, that can also be a fairly big show for a network. It's not going to be as big as the weeknight shows, but the Sunday shows, there's something about America where the tradition is you wake up on Sunday, maybe go out to breakfast, go to church, do so on and so forth, but you come home and you relax on Sunday, and political people will turn on Sunday shows. Brian had a Sunday show. Brian is now out of a job. Why is Brian Stelter out of a job? Why? You're probably tempted to say it's because he's a left winger. He's a communist. He's been running cover for Democrats. He's anti-Trump. None of those things are true. None of those things are true. Remember this, the media business, radio, TV. Remember, I have a TV show every night on the first, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Radio, TV, anything in media. It's the business of interesting. And you can argue very fairly that's the problem with it, because they're not trying to bring you facts, really. They're just trying to be wild and get your eyeballs. But it is the interesting business. Now, we do the best we can here to blend those things on the Jesse Kelly Show, in my TV show, I'm Right. But in the end, I'm not naive. You have a radio dial sitting right beside you with a whole lot of channels on it. You got all kinds of options. Or maybe you listen to the podcast. Remember, iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. How many frigging podcasts are there now? They're endless. And it's not just conservative talk shows. I mean, they have history shows and they have mystery shows. And wow, that rhymed. And I didn't even mean for that to happen. That was really amazing. They have the music. You have options. I have a requirement to be interesting. That's my requirement. I could probably, now I'm allowed to be honest and be as right wing as I am. And Premier lets me say whatever I want. So that's a good thing. But I could probably get away with being a very moderate, very reasonable moderate. I'm a compassionate conservative and all that lameness. I could probably get away with that if I was interesting enough. I don't know whether or not I am. But if I was, I could probably get away with that. Brian Stelter's show is canceled. It's not because he's an idiot or a hack or a communist or any of those other things. But all those things are true. Brian Stelter is canceled because Brian Stelter is boring. And that is the one thing you cannot be, is boring. Because when you sit down on Sunday, you got nothing but options on the TV dial. What? Even if you're a left winger, and I know we have left wingers who hate listening to the show, and that's fine. You're obviously welcome to. If you're a left winger and you sit down on Sunday, why would you turn on Brian Stelter versus any of the other options you have? You wouldn't. It wouldn't make sense. So because of that, Brian Stelter is gone. It's an interesting business. Look, we talk about Rush, obviously, the greatest of all time. The most amazing thing about Rush wasn't that he was great. The most amazing thing about Rush was that he was great for that long. You know how hard it is to be interesting for that long, especially when you at some point in time are filthy rich and can do whatever you want whenever you want. You know how difficult it is to still be interesting and entertaining and in touch with normal working people? That's very difficult, and it's something very few people have pulled off. That he doesn't get enough credit for longevity. His longevity of being interesting was amazing. All right. Somebody's worried about the FBI. Will they kill somebody? Maybe even someone important? Hang on.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. You know, if you've been following me on social media, you know I love to cook, or at least try, especially alongside some of my favorite chefs and foodies, like Benny Blanco, Jake Cohen, Lighty Hoik, Allison Roman, and Ina Garten. So I started a free newsletter called Good Taste to share recipes, tips, and kitchen must-haves. Just sign up at katiecourick.com/goodtaste. That's KATIECOURIC.com/goodtaste. I promise your taste buds will be happy you did.
This is Michael Rappaport, and I have been professionally podcasting for 10 years. The podcast game has changed so much, and if you're looking for the most disruptive podcast in the world, then subscribe to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast today. We're talking sports, politics, pop culture, entertainment, and anything that catches my attention. Listen to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey everyone, Jake Storielli here from Jomboy Media. I want to tell you about my podcast, Wake and Jake. I've been a sports nut my whole life, and there's nothing I love more than talking about it. If you're a sports fan, Wake and Jake is the place for you. Covering all the hot topics from the sports world, a lot of baseball, a lot of postseason coverage, mock drafts, awards, guest interviews, all of it. New episodes every Monday and Wednesday. Come watch along on the Wake and Jake YouTube channel or listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.